The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of ladies in the studio today. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Harvest Festival and the Harbor Beach Chili competition coming up this weekend in Harbor Beach, and there's a lot of things going on. Just because Labor Day is passed doesn't mean there isn't something you can do in the thumb on the weekends in Harbor Beach, one of the places to be this weekend. Our guests are Kelly Jo Osentoski, Community Promotions Director in Harbor Beach, and also Debbie Brando. And I thank you both for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
First of all, how many years has the Chili Cook-Off Harvest Festival gone on, or have they kind of not always been going at the same time?
Well, the Chili Cook-Off's been going, this will be its 18th year.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it's always been in, do you know, Debbie, if it's been involved all the time?
Yep, all 18 years, all around the Harvest Festival, yes.
And every year people come to Harbor Beach to sample the best chili around.
Yes, this year so far we have 17 chilies that are going to be available for tasting. They're all homemade, so it should be quite a feast for your taste buds this weekend.
Now, who makes the chilies? Comes to mind, people think, well, restaurants in town would do this. But it goes beyond that in town, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We have individuals making them, all different local merchants. We have a school, OLH, is going to have a sample.
So a hairdresser could be making chili.
Absolutely. We do have a hairdresser making chili, yes.
Okay, you just don't look for the hairs in the chili.
Well, let's hope not.
And I've been talking to already some of the merchants that are, and the ones that are going to make the chili. And so I've been getting what they're all putting in and the little secrets here and there. So it's really going to be good. A lot of good sampling that day.
And do people get kind of surprised at just how different things can be and still be called a chili? Because I've heard in years past that people made chili with like a white sauce instead of tomato and all the other kind of stuff. So it may not necessarily just be your grandma's chili.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've been around to them all the years that they've had it going on, and there's always something different. I mean, you have your chili, but then they'll have their extra little toppings that you can put in. And some of them have their recipes that they'll give out, or if you ask for it, some will give it to you. But it's very good, and by the time you are done sampling these chilies, you're full. You are...
Even though you just get this tiny little cup, because they make a big vat of chili and it's got to last for all the people coming through.
Exactly.
If you were giving bowls of this stuff out, it'd be like, first 12 people and then you're done.
Nope.
But you want to get a lot more people through than that.
Right. Yeah.
They get into town and they go to the visitor center, and that's where they'll pay $3 or $2 if they have their Harbor Beach button. And then they'll get a ballot and they'll get a spoon and they can go around and they can go to all the businesses that are listed on the ballot. And you taste, you sample, you vote for your best chili.
Yes, and then once you're done tasting them all and you vote for your best, you turn your ballot back in. And then we do draw a prize for a really nice chili basket.
And they are nice chili baskets, because 2 years ago I had won one. And I tell you, I was amazed at what was in it. So it's worth turning your ballot back in for.
Now, when you're going around, does the ballot give you things you can check off, or the texture, all the kind of stuff that you want to remember? Because by the time you get through all of these, you might not remember exactly which one was the one you really liked. And you don't want to check, this is my favorite, at number two, and find out there's, 18 more to go to.
It'll give you a place to make notes for each one.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you can keep track of what you like and the different flavors that caught your interest.
And the numbers, they're numbered, and so the places that you go, they'll have their number on, so you know which one they are on your ballot. It makes it really easy.
The ballot also has a map
as
to where the different locations are.
And you just go during a certain time period, I assume?
It runs from 11 until 3.
And then you, turn that in at the end before 3 o'clock, and then they're tallied, and we find out who's number one, who's number two.
Yes, and number three. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, and that you'll turn that back in at the visitor center at the end.
Do people come with the same recipe each year trying to make it to number one, or do you find that people keep tweaking?
People keep trying new things. And I know a couple of them in town are going to have a few new that they're trying this year. And then some kind of stick with some, but they add maybe something a little different. But what I've been hearing so far, it sounds like it's going to be really good.
Any cook tweaks the recipes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, once you've won, I would wonder if you could come back and try again the two-time winner.
Yes, you can.
You could.
Yes. You could?
Mm-hmm. Depends on who's there as to what they like, though.
It all depends on the voters out there, that sample.
Typically, how many people do you have doing the balloting, or do you have to limit it so that you don't have so many that people start running out?
Yeah, we're planning for 600.
Planning for 600, so make a big pot.
Yes. A couple of big pots.
It's a great day, especially when you have to kind of, I mean, the sidewalks are so full of people, you more or less have to kind of walk on the road to get through to get where you want to go at times. It just, there's a lot of people that come up. It's just a great time. There's just so much going on. There's a lot of vendors out there on the streets, you know, selling their merchandise. A lot of good stuff going on in the store right now, good sales. So everybody's there to pick up some specials and pick up all kinds of stuff.
And time to visit with those you don't see very often.
It's just a great day all the way around.
Now, I know when you go around and you do things like wine sampling, they try and give you something to clear your palate. Anything people do to try and make sure they're not remembering the good taste of the last one before they get to the next
They might
one?
Want to carry some water with
carry
them.
Carry some water with them.
Sure. Yes.
Even a small bottle, just, because there's going to be a lot of good chili. Every one of them's good. I love them all.
Okay, and is there any definition of chili that you put in the contest? There has to be beans in it, or there has to be, you know, something in it that, you know, because I could get a can of minestrone and call it chili, and you know what I mean? It seems like there would be some sort of, you know, basic.
No, there's no limits. We don't set any guidelines as to what they have to use. It's be creative as you want.
I kind of thought maybe it'd be like, you know, trying to use Michigan beans.
Well, obviously that's what you would definitely want to try to do.
Because the whole point is in our agricultural area, support our ag industry, and we do. I've heard we shift a few beans around here and there from the area, mm-hmm.
There'll be merchants and participants that do buy as much of the ingredients as they can from the farmers market on Thursday afternoon, so they do try to promote locally.
Do any of these people like sell little kits of how they make their stuff, maybe put their spices all together and have little packets, you know, you can come back after 3 o'clock if you liked it, and here's how it I do if you want to throw it in your own.
Not that I know of.
Nope, you don't get that lucky.
It seems like that would almost be a nice little thing to do, you know, because, you know, and then you don't have to give away your recipe.
But
you
just
give them a sample of it.
Some of them will have the recipe out there, and then some you can't get the recipe because that's their special.
Well, if they make chili like I do, I don't have a recipe, and it's different every time.
I don't either. You just throw it all in. But the chilies are delicious, and it's well worth going around to sample every one of them. It's always different. Nothing the same.
Now, I understand chili isn't the only thing being sampled or tested by the palates of people on this coming Saturday.
Absolutely not. We have some yummy pies coming in.
Delicious, delicious pies, yes.
Now, is this something that's, you know, 600 people can't sample because nobody wants this tiny little piece of pie? You want pie. And you want whipped cream, and you want to savor it.
Well, ladies bring in their pies, their homemade pies, and they have to have them to the visitor center by 10:30. And then we have three judges that will sample. We give them a little slice, and they have their little notes where they check off for the presentation of how it's brought in, the texture, the look of it, the taste of it. And then they mark and they do their little thing, and then it's on to, after a little drink of water, on to the next one, and then they will vote.
Such a hard job. Such a demanding, hard job. You know?
You want to be one of the judges, don't you?
I want to be able to fit back into my car when I'm done.
But they are really, it's just amazing what these ladies will bring in. And it's just like, oh, can I just take this whole pie with me, you know? But they, after the judges are all done, they will talk and pick their first, second, and third winner. And then first...
And obviously these are scratch pies from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, obviously, all from home.
Because I could get you a pie. I know places down in Detroit to get you a pie, but it wouldn't be like I cooked it.
No.
They've got to do this at home. And and come in with it.
Correct.
And do they need to register in advance if they've got? Because they're going to have to cook it in advance. I didn't know if they needed.
No, they don't. They can just drop it off by 10:30 Saturday morning. Anyone is welcome to make a pie and bring it in.
Singular pie. You don't have to bring two or any. You know.
Nope,
you know how it is. Sometimes.
You only have to bring one. If you'd like to bring two different flavors, you're more than welcome to.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
You can bring as many entries as you want. They bring them in. They'll fill out a little ballot with their name, address, what kind of pie it is. And then we turn those upside down, and we put numbers like number 1, 2, 3, and the judges will judge from those numbers, you know, when they sample the pie. So they have no clue on who even brought them in at all. The winners of the first place winner would get a $20 Harbor Beach Bucks, and the second place is $10, and then third is $5, where they get the certificates that day and they can spend it in town.
But the most important thing is the bragging rights.
Oh, the bragging rights. Oh, yes.
Whether it's the chili or
the
pie.
It's the bragging rights, yes.
It's the bragging rights. You have a whole year where, you know, you can take that big foam finger out and go, well, I'm number one.
They have a trophy, and it's like a little scarecrow, and it's got all these buttons on it. I mean, our church has won it 2 years in a row. So we had the bragging rights for 2 years in a row with the chili, but we haven't entered this year. So someone else is going to have bragging rights. And even, I mean, for the pies, I mean, that's your bragging right for the year. You know, it's great.
It is. And then once the pies are all judged and that part's done, we actually sell the pieces of pie that are left.
Oh,
so
yes.
If you're around, you can come in and purchase a little bit of sweetness for after your chili tasting.
Yes.
Well, you don't want it to go to, well, I guess it does go to waste, but.
and they don't last.
Or wherever it goes, but yeah, you know, and then it's a little more of a fundraiser for keeping expenses and for next year and all
Correct.
That type of things, because people don't realize always that, you know, trophies and all the people doing this, takes, you know, a little bit of, not a bread contest, but bread to make it go.
Correct, yeah. Correct. So that all takes place at the visitor center. So you can drop your pies off there and purchase the pieces after the judging.
Yeah. And get there quick after the judging.
Correct.
They're going to go fast.
Yes,
oh,
they
will.
Do go.
Yes,
they do
they
go
will.
Really
They'll be
fast.
Gone.
Yes. And if anyone needs more information on the pie contest, they can call Kelly Jo at 479-6477. And if they have some questions, then she can answer those. They're really good.
I'd be happy to.
Mm-hmm. And you're just looking for something in a standard pie type of tin type of thing.
Yes.
You know, there are bigger ones, there are smaller ones. I know this from my mother.
Well, they can bring it in a special pie plate if they have something, one of their favorites that they like to display a pie with.
Because sometimes they get used to how the plate cooks.
Yes.
And, you know, it's different if you're trying to do it in a simple aluminum tin.
Correct.
As opposed to using your own one that you got from your grandma that has years and years of testing and you know
right.
exactly how to make her fly.
Right.
The presentation itself. So, I mean, as long as they have their name at the bottom of that plate, we will see that it gets back to them. If they've already taken off, they can always come back to City Hall and pick up stuff there. But yeah, the presentation is a very important part, so you want it looking nice.
And the pie plate will be clean, whether it's just from people licking it off or
you want all the good taste. You know? Yes, it will be clean when they pick it back up.
You know what I mean. It's because, but this, all the pie is going to be gone.
Yes, yeah.
That's one thing. And do you just basically do all kinds of pies? Do you subcategorize with the fruits, and then you got the meringues, and you got the
any kind.
Mincemeat. You got all kinds of pies that could be made.
Any kinds. And there is some that came up there last year that's like, wow, you know, can we eat this now?
Do you get enough each year? I mean, do you find that, you know, enough people are coming in, you know, the more the merrier type of thing, I would think, in this type of contest.
Well, let's say we always sell out afterwards, yeah. So the more would be better.
Yes. I think last year we had 8, I think, maybe last year. But, I mean, it's welcome to anyone. Anyone
yeah,
can.
You don't have to be a city resident.
No,
you
yeah. can, no.
If you're out in the country and people in the country know how to bake.
Oh, yes.
You know, you can bring your favorite in, the one that your family looks for every holiday season, and just see how it stacks up.
No, they yes. can bring them from any town, anywhere they're coming from. They can make their pies and bring them up.
I had a phone call yesterday from Pontiac asking if they could be part of it.
Great. That's
wow.
nice.
So, yeah.
Now, obviously, it needs to be, if it's something that needs to be refrigerated, does that make it a problem for you? Because, you know, some things use cream cheese or something in it. And, you know, if you're bringing it in at 9 or something and they're not going to judge till later in the day, you don't, it's not going to go well with the judges if their stomach starts hurting.
They usually have everything. If they're bringing something like that, it's on ice. They okay. pack it and bring it on ice.
So supply your own to make sure it's mm-hmm. going to stay cool.
Yes. Out, judging will start at 11, so if they have it there, you know, quarter after 10, 10:30, it should be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Like you say, you want a good experience.
Absolutely.
Out of it, and you want to make sure that everybody's having a grand old time and want to come back next year.
Oh, they do too, and a lot of them do. A lot of them come back, and then you have some new ones, and you know, seems like we're new ones again this year. So
right.
it's always nice to see what people bring in.
And we've talked about the competitions, but there are other things going on. You've got, I can imagine, it's a weekend, so you're gonna have garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
So is the town decked out for that?
There will be some decorations out and around town. Hopefully, looking very festive for the weekend.
But there are going to be garage sales and stuff that weekend. If people kind of, when they usually they're pretty savvy. When people come into town for an event, they start seeing the little signs on the
yeah.
thing that says, you know, hey, we have garage sale.
Yeah. yeah. Actually, I'm sure there are several garage sales, but one that I do know of is the hospital is having their garage sale.
Ah. Oh, yes. And that's a nice one because I've already been up there talking with the girls, and I've already seen what they've got setting out, and it's like, oh, I like this. And
now, would people be surprised what's going to be available? Because, you know, with my twisted little warped mind, all I'm thinking of is, like, you know, bedpan flower pots.
Oh, no.
But
there is a number of items. I mean, there is items that are coming in from different party events that people do.
So people donate to this. It's not a garage sale of hospital items. It's people donate their nice
stuff. People donate their
stuff
to this, yes. So. And there is some lot of nice stuff up there.
And very reasonably priced.
Yes, yes.
Everything that will be there, unless it's otherwise marked, is $1. And any clothing is only 50 cents.
And that starts when?
That starts Friday. And Saturday.
Correct.
Yeah.
It runs both days, Friday and Saturday.
From 9 to 3 p.m.
As any good garage sailor knows, you get there at the beginning. You get the good stuff.
And that is going to be held at the Conference Center at 147 South First Street. It's just north of the hospital, right on the corner there on First Street. And
I'm sure there'll be plenty of signs.
Oh, there will be.
Because,
there will be.
They're going to want that.
There will be.
Do they have anything else going on at that sale? Sometimes, you know.
At this one, no. It's just going to be the hospital.
Just the items.
The hospital will have their chili set up down in front of the hospital.
So they're a stop.
Yes, they are. Yes, it's going to be great.
And
it's handy if it's really hot. The ICU is right there.
Yes. And then the hospital.
For the heartburn.
Correct. See?
The hospital employees have a bake sale, so they'll have their chili, they'll have a bake sale, and then they'll have their garage sale going on. So there's a lot going on in that area, along with everybody else's stuff.
They did spill the secret. They're making chicken chili.
Chicken chili.
Yes. Mm. They shared that with us.
I see from some of your notes there's a fine arts fair going on.
Yes, there is. There'll be all kinds of vendors. They're welcome. They'll be held at the Murphy Museum lawn. And they'll be on the lawn as well as on streets. All kinds of vegetables, crafts, anything that you might find at a farmer's market, basically.
Yeah, a lot of these vendors are coming. They've been to the farmer's market up there on Thursday. They are out at the Port Austin one on the Saturdays. We have new vendors coming up, and it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. So they'll be out there, and so people can come early. And then at 11 starts the chili cook-off, where you can go around and sample. And so it's just going to be a full morning of stuff. It's,
right.
It's everything going on right till afternoon.
And that fair with all the vendors, that runs all the way until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's an all-day event for the vendors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, gotta sell, you gotta sell.
That's right.
That's right.
And sometimes, you know, it's when people travel a longer distance to do these types of things, you know, to sell their wares, they kind of like to have a little longer period.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't want to go there for 2 hours and be done. You know, you want to
exactly
ample time
and
to,
they are
to,
they're
to see as many people as you can.
Right, and they are, they're coming from all over, and like Debbie said, there's some new ones that are coming that haven't been here before, and then of course we have our returning ones as well.
And a lot of these vendors, I mean, they make their own stuff. They a lot of them, it's all homemade stuff that they've made. And then we have other vendors there that have their vegetables that they've grown, you know, throughout the season here. And it's just a lot of nice stuff. And so it's like, bring a big bag because you'll be carrying a lot of stuff home with you.
Hey, and it's never too early to start Christmas shopping.
Yeah, even though you don't want to hear the winter, it's, but yes, there's, now is the time to pick up a lot of good bargains where you can save money and be able to have that extra for.
Well, and then you've got it done.
Well, yes.
Then you don't have to sweat through the season. What
exactly.
Am I gonna do? You've already found some nice stuff and. Well, you're done. Right.
Or find that unique item that you're not going to find somewhere else.
I admit I'm already starting. You know, it's like the bargains are there and there's nice stuff. And it's like, if I can get it on a good sale, heck yeah, I'm going to save.
We talked a little bit about this before the program started, but this comes after Labor Day, the traditional end to the summer tourism season, you know, where the marina's full every day, where the parks are full every day. Mm-hmm. The people come on the weekends, obviously, but because they have to get the kids back in school, and you're a little iffy chancing on the weather if you're waiting this late in the season. You don't know if it's, with our weather, it could be snowing, but we're not going there. but this makes this kind of event after the regular big summer season really something for the locals. That they can appreciate their town without being really overcrowded with all the tourists. It's our town. Let's take it back and enjoy it for a good weekend.
Well, exactly. And like I said earlier, it will be a great day and weekend just to visit with your neighbors that you don't see.
Mm-hmm. Guests are welcome.
Exactly.
No problem, but,
exactly.
But,
absolutely.
But it's one of these things where, you know, it's going to be a lot more of the townies and the people just outside of town that come in and find things to do in the city other than to come in and, you know, shop or eat at a restaurant or something.
Right.
And go back home. It's a day-long event, things to do, people to see, and memories to make.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, you see your regular friends you get that you haven't got to see in a while. You get to visit with them. You get to meet new people, and it's just nice to welcome everybody into the town.
And by going to all these different shops when you're sampling the chili, you see parts of the town you may not have known was even there.
Was there, or what was in the shops. You're going to find some new things.
Yes, you're going to find some amazing things. And you're going to like, wow, why didn't I find this store before? You know, or why didn't I see this before?
Because a lot of the shops in smaller towns have to specialize. They have to have a niche, you know, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, there are big box stores out there or everywhere. But the things that the smaller stores can do is just find those unique personal things, the things you're just not going to find in mass production, but they can find them because that's what they look for.
And you get that personal shopping experience. I mean, it's like if you need help with something, they're there to help you answer any questions you have. I mean, I find the little stores, I love them. I rather shop there than the big box stores. I just love the shops.
I know I'm dating myself, but when I first came up to Bad Axe, I lived in the suburbs of Detroit before I came up here years ago. And one of the things I found so unique was when it, because downtown Bad Axe at that time is what you had. It wasn't mm-hmm. all that up.
Yes.
That's, I'm dating myself with this. But it was just weird going into the store and they have these old antique wooden floors and everything else. I mean, everything down there was a strip mall and, you know, concrete mm-hmm. and so it's easy to clean, but you know, this just felt like going back in time and in a good way, you know.
Yes. And what you find in the stores up here, you will not find in the malls down. It's just a lot of unique little things if you're looking for some nice stuff.
And there's even an old-fashioned candy counter.
Oh,
yeah, that was the other thing that, you know, wasn't feel helpful for me either to find. in town here. It used to be Dibbles, but oh boy.
And I know that they're going to have special little packages made up, I think for a buck or two, just so that, you know, a lot of kids, they'd like to have a little candy, but the parents don't want them to have a lot. But they're going to have bags made up, and then you can also get bigger bags if you want to. But that old-fashioned candy counter is just,
It's the smell.
It is.
You go in there and you can just waft it.
You don't walk out empty-handed.
And I'm sure all the different stores in town will have different specials and
to show you
things
what they have
going on.
And how it's, come back, see what we've got,
Exactly.
Come back when you need more.
It's time to showcase.
That's right.
You know, let's let everyone
because
see what
these
we have.
Are the people here 24/7, 12 months a year.
Yes.
And they're the ones that, you know, the tourists, they come in and they buy. Don't get me wrong, love it. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the year-round ones are the ones that, you know,
they need a little special attention too.
Well, they're the ones that, you know, keep you going in those lean months.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yep. And but you'll just find a lot of amazing things around this weekend, from, you know, the vendors on the street to the what the merchants have in their stores.
Now, I understand this isn't the end of Harbor Beach's festivities for the season. I understand coming up in early October, kids are going to be dressing up kind of Walking Dead style.
Yes. North Park will have campground. We'll have their Halloween weekends, the first two weekends in October.
So they don't compete with the actual Halloween time.
No.
It's just at weekends when people can come up and let the kids, and this will be a little warmer probably too than sometimes.
We hope.
Sometimes you get down to the 31st of October and kids have to wear jackets over their costumes. It's kind of sad because they really want to show it off.
It is, yes. And they definitely like to show off their fun little costumes, whether how scary they are or how cute they are.
That's right.
And it's not, as you told me, just confined to the kids who are at North Park. It's open to the public. People can bring their kids and their grandkids and dress them up. And
yes, it is. Kids and pets. They also dress up though all their pets. You should see the costumes that they wear.
Oh, some of the costumes are just amazing. And the campground is just full.
If they need an idea, go to YouTube, look up Spider Dog.
Have you seen that thing? I did.
It's scary.
I did. It was funny. But the campers, they'll come in, they'll deck out their campers for the Halloween weekend to make it really look just great down there. And the fire truck will take the kids around before they get started around the park so that everybody can see all the kids dressed up in their costumes that their parents have made for them or they picked up or they designed themselves. And then after that, they get
they just go tour around and go trick-or-treating from camper to camper.
They also have prizes that they give out to the kids for costumes, the best, the scariest, the funniest. I mean, the kids have a great time. They just have a great time.
Right.
Well, how can you go wrong? You have costumes. You have candy.
That's right.
You have pets decorated up. I mean, this is like kids' heaven.
And it's fun for everybody.
It is, and there'll be other activities for the kids throughout the day as well before the trick-or-treating starts. They'll be doing hay rides and probably some crafts, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's held the first two weekends.
The first two weekends of October.
October, yeah.
Are there still availabilities at the park? It sounds like these things are going to attract people.
They're filling up fast.
You want to call right away.
Call right away if you want to get an actual
Correct.
Site in the campground.
Yes. Definitely.
And anything else for the end of the year? Do you have a lighted Christmas parade?
We do.
Well?
There'll be a couple of kind of holiday activities going on. November 24th will be our holiday open house in the town. And then on Saturday the 29th will be our Small Town Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's still activities and things being in the works yet on those two items. And then December 6th is our Christmas parade.
Yes, and we're just getting entries out for that here. We just worked on them, and those will be going out in the mail, so anyone can participate in that. And the more the merrier. Last year was quite huge, and we're hoping to build that even more this year. So it's going to be a fun time.
And it kind of dispels the myth that small town communities on Lake shut down after Labor Day.
Oh, Harbor Beach does not.
But I mean, you know.
We can't.
You keep having more activities and things going on because there's a great time to be had year-round.
There is. There's lots of things that you can do. It's a matter of how much you make use of what's available to you.
Yes. It's
and you've got beautiful facilities down there. You've got the new Lincoln Park. You've got all of that on the shoreline that you can utilize for events and the walking trails and the biking trails, all of these types of things. Town's just got so much to offer.
It does. Absolutely.
It does.
Absolutely. And we welcome anyone to come check out those things.
Mm-hmm. So give us again a little brief rundown for this weekend, the chili cook-off pie thing. What times do people need to show up? Where do they need to show up? And come hungry, come a bunch.
We'll start the fair, the farmers festival, and that kind of stuff. The setup begins at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they open at 10. Mm-hmm. And then we have pies can be dropped off by 10:30 for judging.
Mm-hmm. And where do they do that?
That is at the visitor center.
Bring them right to the visitor center. And
yes.
If they need to be chilled, bring an ice pack, something along,
sure.
To make sure that they're going to be fresh and the way they should be served.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And then the chili cook-off begins at 11 and runs until 3.
And you register
at the visitor center
mm-hmm. to get your ballot, and you get your walk-in papers, and you start strolling.
Everything begins and kind of ends at the visitor center. So,
is it designed that you can walk the whole thing? It's all right in the center?
Oh, yes. It's all in.
Because you need to walk it off.
Well, of course you do. Yes. But no, any that don't have a storefront downtown will be at the community center.
Okay. Yeah. So they're all around the easy area access to get to. And
absolutely.
Maybe bring a bottled water with you so you can clear your palate and go on to the next site and taste it fresh anew.
Yes, we look forward to seeing lots of people and lots of smiling faces and happy taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
I also understand some point in that day you're going to like give away a car or something. Are we?
Yes, we are giving away a car. WEW is giving away a car. And so we have
our yellow Levans. You've seen it all through the area through the summer months.
Yep, and 300 people hold certificates to come up to be able to draw a key. And so one of those 300 people are going to be driving that away.
We've had years where it's like the 52nd. We've had years where we've gone through everybody who's shown up and had to have second chance drawings for the people who were still there. Who, you know, like if we had 250, there were 50 keys left and mm-hmm. we drew again and they tried it until we gave it away. It is going.
Yep, it is going. And I will be coming down to the line to re-register those certificate holders for a second chance draw.
In the event we need it.
Yep, in the event that we need to go to a second chance draw. So the ones that are holding certificates, once you go through line the first time, don't leave because you just may come through a second time if not everyone shows up. And it has happened a couple times, yes. We've had
through
to go to second chance drawing. So it's an exciting day and just wondering. It's just a fun part of going down to talk to every one of these people in line and just all hoping that it's going to be their key, you know. it's just going to be fun. It's a great day and you don't want to miss it.
And the exhaust on our thing is about as loud as it's going to be for the people eating the chili. So.
There you go.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you,
Craig.
Thanks for having us.
Our guests today on the program have been Kelly Jo Ossentoski, Community Promotions Director of Harbor Beach, and Debbie Brandau. Again, we've been talking about the Harvest Festival in Harbor Beach this weekend, the chili contest, the pie contest, and all the other activities going on. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.